Franklin.
Another Franklin Matters radio show. Number 671 in the series. This session shares part of the Franklin, Mass. Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, December 1, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, Town Administration personnel, and some members of the public participated in the Council chambers in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. I split just about 2-hour meeting into two logical segments. First covers the opening and the tax rate hearing, including approval of the several resolutions required to complete setting the tax rate for FY 2022, approximately 49 minutes. Second covers the annual snow presentation and discussion, council comments, and then the council votes to enter executive session, not to return to the open meeting, about an hour and 11 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and my notes. Let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting for December 1, 2021.
Good evening. Time being 7 o'clock, I call the December 1st, 2021 meeting of the Franklin Town Council to order. Please pause for a moment of silence. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Announcements from the chair. All citizens are now welcome to attend public board and committee meetings in person. Additionally, in an effort to maximize citizen engagement opportunities, you will be able to continue to participate remotely via phone or Zoom using the provided phone number, or you may click the Zoom link that is on the posted agenda on the town's website. Phone number is 929-205-6099 and enter the meeting ID, which is 876-2849-4025. And both these numbers are being displayed during the meeting as well. The attached link and phone number will be active for the duration of the meeting for citizens to ask questions and or voice concerns. If residents are just interested in watching the meeting, it will also be live streamed by Franklin TV and shown on Comcast Channel 11 and Verizon Channel 29, and may be recorded by others. One other announcement this evening. I wanted to announce the subcommittee, the council subcommittees, budget. I'm chairing the budget subcommittee. I've made a little adjustment this year, and I'm appointing vice chairs to all of the subcommittees just to help in case somebody can't make a meeting. Brian Chandler will be the vice chair of the budget. Melanie Hamblin and Kobe Frangillo will be the budget subcommittee. Capital, Councilor Pellegri will chair. Councilor DeLorco will be the vice chair. Brian Chandler and Ted Cormier-Ledger are on the Capital Subcommittee. EDC, Melanie Hamblin will be the chair. Kobe Frangillo will be the vice chair. Glenn Jones and Pat Sheridan will fill out the EDC Subcommittee. Then, as I alluded to earlier on, we're putting a rules of procedure subcommittee together to look at our rules and procedures that need to be updated. And that will be Councilor Jones, Councilor Pellegri, and myself. I've also appointed Councilor Pellegri to serve as our Franklin's board member on the GATRA board. So she will assume that role in the month of December. And I wanted to thank Councilor DeLorco, who served in that role the last couple of 3 years. Anyway, okay, moving on. Citizens' comments, yes, it is next. And citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 5 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. The council will not engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council will give remarks appropriate consideration and may ask the town administrator to review the matter. Is there anyone in the audience in the council chambers that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Okay, seeing none, I will go out to Zoom land. Is there anyone out there that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Just give a couple of seconds only because there is a delay. Well, for the first time in a long time, no citizens' comments tonight. So we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. We do not have any minutes to approve this evening. No proclamations or recognitions, no appointments. We do have a public hearing, and we're a couple of minutes, we're 3 minutes early for that. Hey, how about if we do resolution G, which is resolution 21-8, enable funds in support of PEG service and programming for Mass General Law, Chapter 44. This is so frequent.
Yeah.
It might be an easy one to get through.
Two we can do.
Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2180. It's an appropriation cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law Chapter 44, subsection 53.4F and 3/4. Total amount requested $180,038.11. The purpose is to appropriate $180,038.11 from the PEG access and cable related fund created under Mass General Law Chapter 44, subsection 53F and 3/4, representing the amount received in the previous quarters to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate the Cable Access Studio and otherwise fund its operations. Motion be moved by and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $180,038.11 be appropriated from PEG Access and Cable related funds created under Mass General Law Chapter 40, subsection 53F and 3/4, to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate the Cable Access Studio and otherwise fund its operations. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-80.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie.
Yeah, through Mr. Chairman, frequent watchers of the council meetings now have a great background on this. This is the quarterly revenue we're required to accept by state law that goes to Franklin TV. Thank you.
Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Pellegrini.
My only comment again is so that the residents know we can't use any of this money to help you with your bills. And I'm really sorry about that.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Any other councilors, comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-80. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-81, gift acceptances. Veterans Services Department, $1,215. And the Agricultural Commission, $200. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2181, acceptance of gifts for the Veterans Services Department, Agricultural Commission, whereas the Veterans Services Department and Agricultural Commission have received generous donations totaling $1,615 to be used at the discretion of each respective department as follows. Donation summary, Veterans Services Department, $1,415. First one is Veterans Monument Restoration Fund, $200, Knights of Columbus. And the second one is the Veterans Municipal Assistance fund for $1,215. Please see attached memo dated November 24th, 2021 for a list of donors. Agricultural Commission, $200 donation to be used towards the organization of future community programs and events donated by the Franklin Farmers Market. Now, therefore be it resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Veterans Service Department and Agricultural Commission, gratefully accepts this generous donation to be used at the discretion of the Veterans Services Department and Agricultural Commission as described above. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-81.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion, Jamie.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Chairman, just want to thank everybody for their donations and just want to give an extra shout out to all the citizens and companies that have responded to the notice that went out in the bills, which all of you voted on the Municipal Assistance Fund for Veterans a few years ago. We send out a notice in the bill every fall through the Treasurer's Office, and I just want to thank everybody for their incredible generosity. We just get, as you can see, thousands of dollars in donations from citizens towards that fund, which helps a lot of veterans in town about home heating oil assistance, transportation, food, and a variety of other services. So just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council?
Thanks.
Yeah, obviously. Thank you very much. The vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-81. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we will move back. Time being after 7:10, we can open the public hearing on the Franklin tax classification. Jamie, you want to do the lead-in?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So now that the hearing is going to be open for the annual tax classification hearing, again, for the folks at home, I encourage anybody to go to the town website, franklinma.gov, go to the town calendar, check out the packet. There's a ton of resources that have been put in there to explain this very complicated topic from our Board of Assessors. People should really take a few moments to look through it. I don't want to take away any of the thunder from the Chair of the Board of Assessors or our Director, Kevin Doyle, but I'll let them go through it in a minute. But I just want to note a couple high-level notes. The proposed tax rate this evening at this hearing is being proposed to drop from $14.65 the current fiscal year to $14.05 in FY22. I would also note that the single residential family property assessment in the past year has risen 7% in Franklin from an average of $473,000 to $506,000. So I don't think that this is a trend that shocks anybody, but I do want to give a lot of kudos to and compliments to the Board of Assessors and the assessing staff. I think this is a tradition we've gotten used to where the tax rate kind of goes up and down a little bit, but as all of you know, when a lot of new residents move to Franklin, the tax rate that we have is one of the talking points that most residents feature and that we're very competitive relative to other towns. So tonight we have Kevin Doyle, our principal assessor, and Chris Feely, the chairman of the Board of Assessors, to go through a presentation. This is required by law, by state law, and so we're just following the laws of the state. So Chris, do you want to take it away?
Yes, thank you, Jamie. So, good evening. We'll do a brief presentation and then give you an opportunity to ask questions. You've all been given a packet. We're going to use some of the information from that packet. And then if there's any questions after that, we'll be happy to take them. And Kevin, the Director of Assessing, is going to do the presentation. Go ahead, Kevin.
This is just an outline of the numbered list of the slides that we're going to be discussing. First one is on the tax levy. The additions to the tax levy through what's called new growth. And that is new buildings and additions to buildings, major renovations, divisions of land that contribute to the tax base. And in addition to Proposition 2.5, this is one of our few major sources of other revenue available. Once this is certified, which it has been by the Department of Revenue, the amount on the lower right, $1,106,444, has been added to this year's levy, resulting in the math that we're presenting tonight. That becomes part of the base for next year's planning, so that's very important, critical to the town. Plus, the fact of the matter is that adding new property onto the rolls, it's carrying, really basically carrying itself. It's not something that's being added and spread over the existing properties. These are new additions that are all already contributing to our tax revenue. The next screen is the levy limit. This is where you'll see, in the middle section in particular, last year's levy amount prior to debt exclusion. Adding 2.5% to that, which is, so the levy limit last year was $80,734,921. 2.5% brings us, adds us $2,018,373. And then the new growth, as discussed, $1,106,044, for a total of $83,859,338. To that, when you get to section three, just below that, you add $3,847,931 for the debt exclusion, which is a relatively similar number to what we had added, were allowed to add and needed to add for debt exclusion outside the levy limit last year. For a total maximum levy of $87,707,269. The resulting levy and the looking at all of the valuations, well, this year was a revaluation year, so the state was involved at a higher level than they are in the interim years, although we're making market adjustments annually. In this particular year, they did a lot more review of our data, and we resulted in, based on the calendar 2020 market for the most part, median value of a single family property at $470,800. That is the value of the single family property that is right in the middle of between the lowest and the highest single family valuation. That resulted in a change in the tax compared to last year's median or middle value of $150. At the rate of 1405, as discussed. The last screen shows the split tax rate situation. Again, at the upper left, you'll see residential 80.7495. And the sum of the commercial, industrial, and personal property at 19.2505%. Basically, we're a little closer to 80, exactly almost 80-20 than we were last year. So there's been some growth in the commercial, industrial, and personal property sector. And the value on personal property has increased quite a bit, both through discovery. We had substantial new growth gained through those additions. As well, we're using a new approach that is being done statewide beginning this fiscal year on the valuation of locally assessed utilities. That would be Mass Electric, New England Power, and a couple of others. These are now being valued on a slightly higher basis. You might have heard the term net book value, which was being used previously. Now there's a, at least at the court level, there's been an accepted process to have a full-blown appraisal and a blending of that with net book value, which essentially took the original cost of the equipment and depreciated it more or less on a straight line basis. And the new appraisal is more geared towards a use value, and it recognizes that the historical value of some of this equipment is more or less irrelevant or less relevant. Anyway, that's also contributed to bringing us closer to 20% CIP. The chart at the very bottom will show you the various shift scenarios in 5% increments from no shift, which is a factor of one, to 150%, which is 1.5 times the uniform rate, which would result in 88% of the uniform rate on the residential side. The effective, essentially, in a sort of a general summary, is that if you lower the residential rate by a dollar to raise the same amount of money, the commercial, industrial, and personal property rate has to increase approximately $4. And this shows you the specific rates that would result from each of these factor decisions. And those rates are on the right-hand side at the bottom section. Those are the key points that we want to bring before the council tonight.
Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Chris. Where this is a public hearing, I'm going to go to the audience first and see if there is anyone in the audience that has a question on the tax classifications. Please just come forward, identify yourself, name and address.
Hi, Jane Calloway Tripp, 607 Maple Street. Okay, so this is all like foreign language. And I know you said the rate is going to be lower, but the value of our homes are going up. So our actual taxes that we're paying are going to go up. So my question is, I'll use my home as the example because I can't speak on anybody else's home. I live on a little over an acre of land. A large portion of it is wetlands. You can't do anything with it. You can't build on it. You can't do anything. It's just there. It's home to the wildlife. The house that I live in was my mother's. It has not been updated in probably 20 years. So I'd like to know when, for instance, when my mother passed away, I had to have my house valued based on the condition and everything that it is in the house as of right now, and I had to get an appraisal amount. Based on the appraisal amount, I'm seeing when I tried to find it on the website, which was very difficult because you have to find your lot of land, click on that, and then try to find out where everything is. It took me probably half a day to figure out where I was. The value that my house is being valued at is way higher than what it was appraised at when my mom passed away. Well, she passed away over 2 years ago. I had to do it over a year ago. So I would like to know how they're appraising everybody's home when no one's actually coming in and appraising the home. Because I couldn't sell this house now for what they're appraising it for. If I wanted to sell today, I can't, because it was appraised at a lower amount. So the most I could sell it for the next 5 years is that appraisal amount since my mom passed. It's at least $100,000 more than what I had it appraised at. So my taxes are gonna go up well over $6,000 a year. And I would like to try to understand how this works out, because that I don't think is okay.
So there's several questions there.
Yes.
The first one is, we can't address about the appraisal and the 5 year selling. I have no idea what that would
no,
be.
No, I know.
Okay. So yes, we don't physically go to everyone's home every year. There's certain things about homes that are used into the calculation of the value, the size of the home, the number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, kitchen fixture, the size of the lot. If you have a particular question about your individual property, that's something that we would then send someone out to your location for, to address that for okay. your individual home. Your first question was, the property values are going up, why does the tax rate go down? If I believe that was your first question.
Well, I get that the dollar amount goes down when the values go up, but you ultimately pay more in taxes because you're paying more dollar amount on your home.
Correct. So there's the tax levy, which is a given number, and then you add the 2.5% to that. Okay, so we have that number, whatever that number is, and then we have the values of everyone's home in town. So you take the and all the businesses, and you take that levy amount and divide that total value, and that's how you come up with the tax rate. So if the values go up by more than 2.5% and we can only change the levy by 2.5%, the values of the homes will go up and the tax rate will go down. The flip side of that is, if the values of all the homes go down, the tax rate will go up.
So the 2.5%, is that what I guess it's the government says that you can do?
That's what the state of Massachusetts through Proposition 2.5 says we can do.
Okay, and then if somebody wanted to actually have their house evaluated,
mm-hmm.
what would they do?
So you would file for an abatement of your taxes.
Through who?
Through the Board of Assessors, through the okay. assessing office. And then once they have that application, they would go and physically see your home, and then they would make an assessment whether they agreed that there should be a change or not. And we as the board would vote on that.
Okay, so I just go to the assessor's office downstairs and say, hey,
I want the form to file an abatement.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Please, just name and address, please.
Maxwell Marangello, 210, oh no, not there anymore, 127 Central Park Terrace, Franklin, Massachusetts. I actually had a comment on resolution 2177. I didn't know if this is the appropriate time to make that comment or if it would be at that resolution.
When we get to that resolution, but if there was a specific question
yes.
of the Board of Assessors, you could ask the specific question.
Okay, so I had a question about the residential exemption. If that was applied, how would that affect, could that be applied just to the residential tax rate, and could you switch to a split tax rate to make up the difference? So like, could you change the residential tax rate and also have an exemption at the same time, theoretically?
So if you implemented the residential exemption, it would change the rate in that class of property only. So you'd exempt some property, that rate would go up, and everyone would get the $100,000 exemption, or whatever that number was.
Okay, and so like apartments are commercial, so that would not be affected. Businesses would not be affected by that change, correct?
Correct.
And so in effect, you're familiar with progressive taxation. Would that make the tax code more progressive if you were to have a residential property tax exemption?
As a pure yes or no, yes, I think it would be more progressive, but I'm not sure. I'm in favor of that for some various reasons, which I'm not sure this is the time to get into. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, man. Attorney Sorrell.
Yeah, I just want to follow up. If I'm not mistaken, there are specific time periods to file for an abatement.
You have till February 1st.
Right. After the bill is issued.
Right. Just so that she understands.
So when I get my next bill, that's when I do it?
Correct.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay, is there anyone else in the audience that has a question on the tax classifications? Anyone in Zoom? On Zoom? Okay, I'll move to the council. Questions from the council. Councilor Chandler.
I go first a lot. Through you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Doyle. Thank you, Mr. Feely. Good presentation. Short and sweet. I'm obviously in favor of the single tax rate because that 80-20, it makes a lot of sense for all of us to keep the single with that. And if I just have this right so people know, if we did the split, it would be $18 for, or $18.05 for businesses if we split that now.
So, so you, on that chart that was up, you could pick any one of those, and then it would shift and show you that. What you're referring to, I think, is if you lowered the residentials by $1, it would increase the commercial industrial property property by over $4.
That's again, exactly right. Right.
And I think one of the things in regards to that is commercial industrial is not just the big industrial parks. It's people's, you know, if you have a piece of construction equipment, a skid steer or something like that, that would all be affected by that. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't just be the big, you know, FedEx or EMC. It's everyone, and there's a lot of small businesses.
Okay. So I'm definitely speaking in favor of the single rate. Lastly, when I was doing my homework on this, I did have one little tidbit that I got to say. Believe it or not, every one of our representatives, Governor Baker, Senator Markey, Senator Warren, Rep. Auchincloss, and Senator Rausch, all of the towns they live in actually have a split tax rate. But I'm assuming that they must just have a lot more industry in their towns. It wouldn't be good for Franklin because we're only at the 80-20. So
I'm not familiar where they all live. as a board, we do not have an opinion on whether there should be a split tax rate or not.
Okay.
But personally, I agree with you. For Franklin, the single rate is appropriate.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor DeLocco.
Thank you, guys. It was a good presentation. Thanks for explaining the single tax rate. That's the most, the phone calls we get. And Chris, you probably got the same ones when you were sitting in the same seat, but we get that all the time. How come we don't have a split tax rate? And I agree totally with you that it's the best for Franklin, because I think that if we did go to a split tax rate, we would lose a lot of commercial stuff in a lot of areas. And I think you agree with that. So I just wanted to say thank you for explaining that, because that's the question I had, because that's the question I get all the time. And I'm definitely in favor of single tax rate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilor DeLocco. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chris, you and I have been talking about this all the way back to 2009, when you were the chairman of the council at the time. And since then until now, I have always believed in just a single flat tax rate. Splitting the tax rate is in my opinion, discriminatory, because we're putting a relatively large burden, almost four times as much burden on our commercial, industrial, and properties in the town, when they themselves actually do the brunt of the work already, if I'm correct, when it comes to the taxation. Like, for instance, correct me if I'm wrong, Franklin Village Plaza is the largest tax contributor to the town of Franklin. Am I wrong? Well, it's still the number one.
As an individual parcel.
Right, as an individual parcel. Right. Second would be Dell EMC, correct? So
right.
Two of our largest commercial entities in the town of Franklin pay the largest percentage of tax rate as it is. And right. To go and to shift that tax burden to our commercial industrial properties would be A, unfair, but would also take the potential, cause the potential to dissuade businesses to coming to the town of Franklin. I mean, what many of these businesses are looking for are equity, a good place to grow their business. And by shifting the tax base to them, it's going to do nothing more than scare them away. They tend to have an easier time moving out of town than most residents do. Finding places locally, nearby, could be just as close as Bellingham that they could move their business to. And that's the last thing we want to do is scare away any of our commercial industrial entities, because they support many, many things that support the town as a whole. That's providing jobs, providing services, providing commerce, providing a whole bunch of other things that our town just ultimately, at the end of the day, cherish and what helped make Franklin what Franklin is today. So in a nutshell, before I sign off, I am shocked at the 7% growth in the housing. That is just, that's just remarkable. I think one of the things that I have to clarify, and this is the one of many times I've said this before, and Chris already alluded to before, the town of Franklin, and this is partly for our new council, this is partly for the audience, the town of Franklin, like every single community in the state of Massachusetts, in 1980, there was a law called Proposition 2.5 that set the tax rate levy that you could increase on every single community across the board at 2.5%. The town of Franklin, like every other community in the state of Massachusetts, is only levying 2.5% on taxes to the community every single year. That's been in place for almost 41 years now. One of the things that I think I need to stress, and for anybody who has kind of a not really a complete understanding of how this all works, 2.5% was the rate that they set back in 1980. The average rate of inflation since 1980, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, has been closer to 3.5 to 4%. And we, as a community, have not been able to keep up with even just the standard rate of inflation. So for the most part, every single year, regardless of the fact that we're assessing 2.5% more to the community, we're still falling behind every single year. Which is why whenever anyone ever comes up to us and says, why don't we have enough money to support the schools? Why don't we have enough money to support this? Why don't we have enough money to support that? It really boils down to the fact that Proposition 2.5, 41 years, has had absolutely zero change. And we've been falling behind ever since then. So in regards to the tax rate, I don't believe in a split tax rate. Sticking with the flat tax rate is definitely something we should stick with.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor Frangillo.
Councilor Jones took all my comments. I wanted to make sure that we got the point across about 2.5. Yeah, the inflation's super high. I just looked, the year to date is 6.2 right now. Mm-hmm. That's just lost money for the town. And at some point, the town does have an opportunity to choose to go above that. If we feel the need to, and we might feel that need. If I could just put back on one little thing, which was, yes, Franklin Village and Dell are our largest tax contributors, but they're not our largest tax contributors per resource that they take up, right? Like, we have to take, it costs us, there's roads and plowing and stormwater and sewage and water. And so if you look at places, sort of per resource that they take up, what are our highest return on like parcel of land? All of that is our downtown businesses, our downtown residents who are paying the most per the amount of resources that they take. So just keeping that framing would be how I frame it. But that's it.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Is there any other comments? Councilor Pellegrini.
I think that would sit well with the residents, if you think of it this way. Your digitals and all these big places, you probably don't have anything to do with right now. But you have something to do with if an electrician, a builder, a plumber, they come into your home to do work. Well, if we had a dual rate and they're paying less, your residents are paying less, it's going to be made up. When these people start coming into your home to do things, they're going to have to charge you more. So in the long run, you're not going to be saving that much money. That's how I look at it, okay? And people will say, well, we're going to only pay this amount if we do dual rate, and this amount if we're doing a single rate. Think about it. Anyone that does work for you, and not only that, any of your stores, any of your small businesses, they're going to have to make that up, and they're going to be charging the residents. So think about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Any other questions, Councilor Sheridan?
I do support the split rate. I'm very familiar with Needham. There's a lot less industry than here. I think the difference is Needham, so I'm good. The residents are more wealthy, so they split the rate and they pay less of the taxes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? I guess I'll just add a very quick one, being that I totally agree with most of my fellow councilors when we say that a single tax rate we think is the best for the community. And I think you don't have to go very far, but look up at this, where it says, industry need not wish. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. So I also support the single tax rate. So seeing no further questions, I would close the public hearing. And knowing that our next presentation sometimes could go long, why don't we allow the assessors, and we'll jump to legislation for action and deal with the tax classifications now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Presentation. Chris, I know that you've sat through these snow presentations before, so I thought I'd give you a break. Okay. So we'll move to legislation for action. Resolution 21-74, tax classification residential flat factor. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-74, tax classification for residential factor. Whereas a public hearing on the property tax classification was held and closed on December 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be resolved that the residential factor will be set at 1.
Move resolution
21-74.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie, anything?
What's up, Mr. Chairman?
Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve 21-74. A majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-75, tax classification, open space exemption. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-75, tax classification, open space exemption. Whereas the public hearing on the property tax classification was held and closed on December 1st, 2021, now therefore be resolved that there not be an exemption for open space.
Move resolution 21-75.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21.
What mean that exemption? What does that mean? Won't be the exemption of open space.
Jamie?
Through Mr. Chairman, really quickly, open space is actually not open space. It's land that there's nothing on.
Okay.
I don't know if the assessors want to add anything more to that, but Chris?
The town of Franklin does not have open space as a real estate classification.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. But we are required, Mr. Chairman, to vote on all these by state law.
Correct.
Just so everybody knows.
Correct.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-75. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-76, tax classification, small business exemption. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-76, tax classification, small business exemption. Was a public hearing on the property tax classification was held and closed on December 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be resolved that there not be an exemption for small businesses.
Move resolution 21-76.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-76. Again, a majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-77, tax classification residential property exemption. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-77, tax classification residential property exemptions, whereas a public hearing on property tax classification was held and closed on December 1st, 2021. Now therefore be resolved that there not be an exemption for residential properties.
Move resolution 21-77.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Please. Again, name and address, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Maxwell Marangello. I live at 127 Central Park Terrace, Franklin, Massachusetts. I speak before you today to continue to ask that you study implementing a residential property tax exemption for next year and put it at the top of your priority list. For decades, Franklin residents have complained loud and hard about property taxes. The residential exemption addresses those concerns by providing a tax cut to those who need it the most and making the tax code more progressive. I urge the council to act to lower the tax burden for struggling Franklinites. Please study this matter and make it a top priority. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that has a question or a comment? Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-77. A majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-78, tax classification, senior means tested exemption. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-78, tax classification, senior means tested exemption, whereas a public hearing on the property tax classifications was held and closed on December 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be resolved that there not be an exemption for senior means tested.
Move resolution 21-78.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-78. Again, a majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, great job.
Thank you. Since we're in the legislation for action, there's only one other item that we need to vote on.
Let's
get rid of that. Brutus can hang on another minute.
He can keep us here as long as we want.
Okay. Resolution 21-79, Town Council 2022 meeting calendar. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-79, 2022 schedule of Town Council meetings, 2022 dates, January 5th, January 19th, February 2nd, February 16th, that will be vacation, February 2nd, March 16th, April 6th, April 13th, May 4th, May 25th, May 26th, June 8th, June 22nd, July 20th, August 17th, September 7th, September 21st, October 5th, October 8th, October 19th, November 2nd, November 16th, November 30th, and December 14th.
Move resolution 21-79.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie?
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-79. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.